Now we come to our first feature. The Norwich University of the Arts has expanded rapidly since it was the Norwich School of Design. It has expanded into a number of city centre buildings, and David Hannant's article in the Evening News gives us details. His article is read by Ian Robertson.
After more than a year empty, the former Open Building has finally a new purpose. The instantly recognisable former banking hall and live music venue has become the latest addition to the ever-growing city campus of the Norwich University of the Arts. But it is not by any means the first prominent Norwich building to have been repurposed by the rapidly expanding university, which now has around 2,300 students. Over the past decade and a half, the former college has gradually added more and more city buildings to its portfolio, as it seeks to accommodate its growing student numbers and expanding education offering. Here's a brief tour around some of the other 10 buildings. The Duke Street Building. While the university itself dates back to 1845, when it was founded as the Norwich School of Design, its growth across the city really began to gather pace in 2006. It was this year that the NUA took on the 19th century building in Duke Street, which was built in 1888 as the Norwich School Board. It converted the building to house a library and seminar rooms. Now to the monastery. The next growth came 4 years later in 2010, when another former school building in the monastery was taken over by the university. The building now houses NUA's Games and Animations Department, as well as media laboratories, workshops and a sound story. Next to East Garth. In 2012, NUA added a medieval friary, the East Garth Building, to its portfolio, leasing the building from local authorities to house its photography studio. Now, Boardman House. 2 years later, it took on Boardman House, another 19th century property in Redwell Street, designed by the prestige architect Edward Boardman. The former Sunday School, which was built in 1879, is now home to the university's architecture and design studios, along with a film studio and media labs. Next, the Gunton Building and Cavendish House. In the following years, NUA continued to add properties to its portfolio, largely within close proximity to its additional sites. In 2014, it renovated its Gunton buildings in St. George's Street before taking over Cavendish House in St. Andrew's Street the following year in a £2.1 million project. Now, the NUA Halls. Also in 2015, a new accommodation block was built for the school by the alumno in All Saints Green. While the property, which provides 225 ensuite bedrooms, is not owned by the university, it has a 25-year agreement in place to exclusively cater to NUA students. Now, St. Andrew's House. In 2018, the university took over St. Andrew's House in St. Andrew's Street, which was previously part of City College. The building currently houses the university's students' union, a cafe, along with additional media labs, course base rooms, and other teaching spaces. It was in this year that the university's growth came in for national recognition, with the NUA winning a prize for its estates strategy at the Times Higher Leadership and Management Awards. Now, the Duke Street Riverside. But one of its most significant growths was not completed until last year, when a major new build expansion project was completed. The multi-million pound expansion saw brand new buildings added to Duke Street in Mary Chapman Court, providing 100 accommodation rooms, a production theatre, an acting studio. Now, Francis House. Francis House in Redwell Street provides the university's main administrative base, including its student support services. However, it is not owned by the university itself. Rather, it is leased from Mills and Reeves solicitors. And lastly, Beechcroft Halls. Located in Hooper Lane on the outskirts of the city, Beechcroft Halls is the furthest-reaching aspect of NUA's portfolio. The Halls of Residence provides 77 rooms and is the oldest of the university's two main accommodation buildings. While All Saints Green, Beechcroft and Duke Street Riverside are the only accommodation provisions managed by the university itself, students can also select to stay at St Benedict's Gate in the Norwich Lanes or Crown Place in Surrey Street.